Hello, and welcome to episode 4 in our series, Step Into His Presence. I'm your host, Stephanie Wright. We will be celebrating Easter or Resurrection Sunday in a few weeks. This is a good time to remember that Jesus died so that we might be forgiven for our sins. And did you know that there is a link between forgiveness and hope? So today we are going to step into His presence for forgiveness. The subject of forgiveness is one of the topics I briefly mentioned in the first episode of the series, Step Into His Presence. It's also a topic we covered in a previous podcast, but it is worth repeating, and this time we are on YouTube at CG Missions, Inc. Does forgiveness or unforgiveness affect or have an impact on hope? I Googled the question and found there had actually been research done on the topic, which said, yes, forgiveness can affect hope. Now, that's what scientists discovered, and I thought that was interesting from a scientific perspective. However, I wanted to consider what the Bible said about how forgiving someone can positively impact hope, or conversely, not forgiving can negatively impact hope. Let's start this discussion with the act of forgiving. It's easy to tell someone to forgive. The problem is the person telling someone to forgive doesn't tell them how to forgive. They usually say, just get over it. Well, that's no answer. Furthermore, the person who says, just get over it, usually isn't over it concerning a lot of things in their own life. So before we tell someone to forgive or get over it, we should be sure we have forgiven, and I mean truly forgiven, and forgiven everybody. Yeah, that's what I said. Forgiven everybody. So how do you do that from a biblical perspective? You know me, I believe in telling you of at least some of my shortcomings because confession is good for the soul. It took me more than 40 years to finally, truly forgive someone who had broken me down to the depths of my very soul. Now, don't judge me before you search yourself. How many years have you been holding a grudge or unforgiveness against someone? And whether you want to admit it or not, if you are still holding on to unforgiveness, something in you is broken. Okay, back to my case. So how did I finally forgive and learn how to keep on forgiving? I saw the hurt in this person's eyes when I brought up what they had done to me more than 40 years ago. It was then I realized how sorry they were for what had happened. They had already apologized, but I guess I chose to harbor unforgiveness against them despite their apology. Well, seeing the hurt they felt brought me into condemnation for my unforgiveness. I believe I just wanted them to hurt the way they had hurt me. Now, how Christ-like was that? Oh, sure, I said I forgave them, and I really think I had, but clearly, if I am still bringing up what they did, well, I may have thought I forgave them, but in my heart, no, not really. So how was I sure this time that I had forgiven them for the brokenness they caused in my life? I knew I had forgiven them because I laughed. Yes, I laughed at how stupid it was for me to hold on to my unforgiveness, my brokenness, like it was some hidden sacred badge of suffering that I really wanted to expose to the world. You know what I'm talking about. You want to grab a microphone and scream to the world, look at how this person has hurt me, has broken my spirit. But holding on to that unforgiveness was a trick of the devil to keep me chained to past hurts. What a precious waste of time and energy. But my term as a prisoner of unforgiveness and unbrokenness ended, and I became a prisoner of hope. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12. What do I mean by that? When you hope for something, you are praying for that something to be manifested, to become a reality, to come to pass. And this is where unforgiveness affects hope. Unforgiveness can block the hope of that something you are praying for to be manifested. We think we are okay because some of our prayers are answered. But are they answered because of God's perfect will or because of His mercy or His permissive will? Let's consider what Jesus said and taught. Unforgiveness can hinder answers to your prayers. We have all heard Jesus' words reverberating in our heads over and over again. If you don't forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. Or one better is where Jesus says in the same chapter at verse 12, and I am paraphrasing here, forgive us for causing brokenness to others' lives or in others' lives as we forgive those who have caused brokenness in our lives. That's another whole episode because just as others have hurt us and we have to forgive them, we too have caused hurt for which we need to be forgiven. Now let's talk about one important reason people find it so difficult to forgive. If you accept what I am about to say, you will be able to forgive immediately and forgive anybody, anytime, anywhere. Here we go. Forgiveness is not a feeling. This is the mistake people make in learning to forgive. They think they are supposed to feel forgiveness. No, you're not. If you wait until you feel like you have forgiven someone, you might be waiting a long, long time. You don't feel forgiveness. Well, sometimes you do, but for the most part, you have to speak forgiveness. Sometimes you do feel forgiveness, but more often you don't. What do I mean by speak forgiveness? The Word of God tells us to speak those things that be not as though they were. Romans chapter 4, verse 17b. You be honest with God and tell Him, Lord, I don't want to forgive, but I know it displeases You for me not to forgive because You forgave and have forgiven so much that I have done. So I speak forgiveness to You, Lord. I forgive that person who hurt me, and I won't worry about feeling the forgiveness because I know You know I want to please You. Thank You for hearing and receiving this prayer. There, you admit you don't feel forgiveness, but because you want to please God, you speak forgiveness. If the feeling is going to happen one day, then fine. If you never feel forgiveness, then so what? You have spoken it. And of course, the devil is going to tell you you haven't really forgiven because you don't feel it. Well, John 8, verse 44 tells us that Satan is a liar and the father of lies. So get him out of your head and put him back under your foot like Jesus did. That's Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 25 and 27. Now, here are a couple of things about speaking forgiveness. You can't speak it on Sunday and wait until next Sunday to speak it again. You speak over yourself daily in Scripture that you are a forgiving person, that you don't hold grudges, that you forgive others their trespasses as God has forgiven you your trespasses. That's from the Lord's Prayer. You either form your own list of scriptures from the Word that you confess over yourself daily, or you can look to already prepared scriptures. I speak words or confessions of faith, healing, and finances to which I have listened consistently since October of 2019. You would be surprised how God has blessed me and my family through these daily confessions. The point is, you don't do hit and miss confessions of whatever you are praying for victory over or in. You pray daily, consistently, and sincerely. The word works if you work the word. The second thing about speaking forgiveness daily is that eventually you will have a breakthrough, and when you do, the floodgates will open. By that, I mean you will start remembering other things, events, people that you need to forgive. Guess what? You will forgive. That's happened to me. It got to the point I just told God, I forgive everyone who has ever hurt me. So when the devil tried to bring past events and people and unforgiving thoughts to me, I was able to say, I have already forgiven. Therefore, there is no issue here. I forgave. And I probably should have said, get thee behind me, Satan. Now, before we close, let me say this. Forgiving doesn't mean you are required to trust or to tolerate mistreatment or whatever it was that led to the brokenness or hurt. Do not allow people to send you on a guilt trip. But I thought you forgave me, so why won't you, for example, someone says, lend me some more money? Forgiving does not mean you are a rug to be stepped on and walked over. Forgive, but be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove in how you deal with people whom you have forgiven. John chapter 10, verse 16. And also, it doesn't mean that you go knock on somebody's door and say, I forgive you, because sometimes people have no idea that they have hurt you in some cases, or they wouldn't care anyway. You confess the forgiveness to God. And as we've already said, we need to forgive if someone does come to us and ask for forgiveness. That's why Jesus died, so that we could be forgiven. That is why he went to the cross, so we could be reconciled to God the Father. And it gives us so much more peace when we forgive. You've heard the expression, right, that unforgiveness, holding on to unforgiveness is like drinking poison and thinking it's going to affect the other person. It doesn't. So today, let's remember Jesus' sacrifice as we approach Easter and remember that he died so that we could be forgiven. Now, stay tuned for a closing prayer followed by Apostle Charles, who will tell you how to contact us and comment on this podcast / YouTube presentation. Father, bless every listener, and our prayer is that they will have total victory in forgiving everyone who has ever caused brokenness in their lives. Give them the scriptures to speak daily as they remind you of the promises you have given in your word. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Until next time.
If you want to contact us or comment on this podcast, please visit our website at cgmissions.com/podcast, where all episodes are available by category and series format. This is Apostle Charles. Until next time, God bless you.
Charles George Missions is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Donations are tax deductible. Donations may be made through our website, cgmissions.com.